USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organization Deanna Shulman says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.